The museum reopened with an exhibition entitled Great Victories and Historic Contributions to mark the 70th anniversary of the victory of Chinese People's War of Resistance against Japanese aggression and the World Anti-Fascist War. Visitors laid bouquets of flowers in front of the martyr statue in the main exhibition hall and bowed for those who lost their lives in the war.Deputy Curator of the Museum, Luo Cunkang, says many veterans were invited to visit the exhibition on the opening day.
Many veterans speak highly of the exhibition after visiting, saying it is with abundant historical resources and is an objective reflection of the history from 1931 to 1945.
The veterans were accompanied by soldiers in active service.When coming across the photos of familiar war scenes and heroes, the veterans told their experiences and memories to the younger generation. 26-year-old Chen Li Ke, who is accompanying her grandfather to the museum, says the new items added to the museum really enhanced the visitors' experience.
I've been to the museum before, but now I think the exhibition is more comprehensive, with pictures, videos, old equipment like gas masks used by the Japanese soldiers, along with guns and artillery. The exhibits even include Japanese documents. They're precious evidence, and I learned a lot from this visit.
On display at the museum are 1,170 pictures and 2,830 pieces of war relics, most of which are being shown for the first time. Some newly added items are collected from special exhibitions in the past years by the museum. Others are from local museums and archives of different regions. The gas masks and suits, for example, are from the Japanese Unit 731 facility,which is located in northern China's Harbin, where the Japanese conducted biological and chemical experiments on its predominantly Chinese captives. Speaking of the victory over the aggression, Deputy Curator of the Museum, Luo Cunkang, emphasized the fact that the Chinese people had made a distinguished contribution to the anti-fascist war.
Another thing is that China was the main oriental battlefield in the whole picture of the world's anti-fascist war. However, some Chinese people have little awareness of the important role that China played in this regard. Also, the international community has put little emphasis on this fact.
The exhibition is free of charge to all people from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. For CRI, I'm Min Ray.